Well, space fans, exciting news, huh? And there's even more in part two.
Hello, this is your television speaking.
Let's push the button marked idiot and see what comes out.
By Disney World and Disneyland are in a hard spot. Rachel Zegler looks pleasantly attractive here, although I can see the signs of the monobrow creeping in. But when she gets home to her, into the loving arms of her boyfriend, what do you think she looks like when she scrapes off that makeup, all four layers? So, ladies and gentlemen, on my casual little stroll on the internet today, I came across this article that was published on The Gamer 2 days ago from Tessa Core.
Who?
Exactly. I have no idea who this journalist is. She's based in Singapore, apparently, but she's written a hit piece regarding the face of K-Vez and why it's not a problem. Are you kidding me?
Look on a mask of my boy.
The name's Nukem. Duke Nukem. No, I'm not here to kick ass or chew bubblegum. I'm not here to get even with those alien bastards for shooting up my ride either. I'm here to tell you to watch Jason King on Kung Fu Hot Dog. So watch out for him and his babes of the 1980s. And one more thing. Hail to the king, baby.
But you know, what I find very interesting about this article is how she actually insults people who are gamers who are reading this by stating in her opening line, the chuds are right. K-Vez does indeed look weird. It's not for the reasons they tell you though. I've actually covered this quite extensively. Miss Kaur, who I believe is a Sikh from the way her name sounds. It could be because of technical issues, the same excuses they came out with, right? And limitations, no such thing. You're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry called video gaming. Or just because she was supposed to look like that, was she really? Whatever it is, it's not because of a conspiracy against gamers to make women in video games more ugly, but that's been proven to be the case. Not everything is a conspiracy against you. Sometimes games just look weird. Stop sending people abuse on the internet. Are we? I think we're actually mocking Ubisoft, not sending them abuse. Why would we do that for? Long before Star Wars Outlaws launched, a very loud and very annoying subsection of the general gaming population, that'll be me and Kyle, had been kicking up a fuss about its protagonist, the scoundrel K-Vez, looking weird and ugly. And that's the same thing they said about Aloy in Horizon Forbidden West, because bloody hell, she was weird, fat and ugly.
The face, with a remake backlash resulting in some Japanese players to complain that she is long-faced with angular features, going as far to claim that she now looks like a Western man.
White chicks.
This was compounded by the fact that the actress who plays her, Humbly Gonzalez, who disappointingly now is an actual activist. I didn't know this, so my opinion of her has gone down the shooter. The pooper shooter is a very beautiful and glamorous. Countless people posting side-by-side comparisons, of course they would, of the character and the actress complaining they did not like her look. There's also been a significant number of gamers pushing back against this wave of hate and abuse directed towards the developers. No, Ubisoft have been unpopular for quite a few years now, so what is this stupid core woman even talking about? Many say that the screenshots where Kay looks weird are cherry-picked, indeed they are, from particularly bad angles. That she just looks like a scruffier Humbly without makeup. Oh my god, you know what? For the purposes of this review, folks, or this video, I'm going to try and find a picture of Humbly Gonzalez without makeup, and then we'll do a side-by-side comparison, shall we? Or that people are otherwise kicking up a fuss about a perfectly normal looking character. There is nothing perfectly normal about her. She's got no tits, she's fully covered up, she's got no ass, nothing. So what is Tessa Core on about? Here's the thing. It's not wrong to say that K-Vez looks weird, especially in the game. I've played about 20 hours of Star Wars Outlaws, and several times I've noticed some strange facial modeling. K very often looks bug-like. Is this woman pooping in her own echo chamber? Cave often looks bug-like, like the Guardians of the Galaxy's character Mantis, as played by Plem Klementov, right? But in that case, the actress is actually very beautiful in a very unique kind of way, like Anya Taylor-Joy, with big dark irises. There are also times where she looks fine, but the facial animations, more broadly, aren't amazing for any of the characters. And both things contribute to making her look a little odd in cutscenes. This is the woman who praises The Last of Us Part 2, by the way, and I'll get to that in a minute as well. And most of the people complaining about this aren't saying that a company like Ubisoft, with this much time and money, should have more refined character animation. No, it's Western AAA gaming just doubling down on making women more ugly in video games. Some are saying that Sweet Baby Inc., a consultancy firm, that as far as we know, has no involvement with the game, although Kim Belair, the CEO of that company, used to work for Ubisoft. So what's to say her blueprint isn't leaving skid marks around that particular company, right? More broadly, the idea that K-Vez's face is a result of diversity activists, it is, trying to uglify video game characters, well, particularly women, being pushed on gamers to drum up anger, so that blue ticks on Twitter can make money off their rage baiting. This isn't true, of course. Outlaws isn't a political game, although you've got a political activist like Humbly Gonzalez, who is the star of your game. And while it does delve into somewhat political maneuvering of the different factions portrayed, but you just said it's not a political game, Tessa Core. So can you get your facts straight, love? But it's a little bit of factions portrayed politically, and they get a little involved with the Rebel Alliance. It's mostly just about robbing a vault, so that's already boring. I'm glad I didn't invest my time playing this game. Apart from the fact that it has a female protagonist, there's nothing very woke about this game at all, except for the fact that her whole design goes along with the woke ideology. Now, it's funny, when I checked out Tessa Core herself, that's her. She's okay, not the kind of bird I go for. And what are her favorite games? I love narrative-driven games that engage with contemporary issues. In other words, pronouns, real-life harassment of certain genres, that sort of thing. Okay, right. Think The Last of Us 2. I love a bit of surrealism, a la Disco Elysium and Kentucky Route Zero. And I will play any Like a Dragon game you put in front of me. In other words, you don't play anything because you're not really a gamer, are you, Tessa Core? But when you go to her Twitter profile, did I eat or did I eat? Winnie, what? Do you have an eating disorder? Base Card Platinum and the See You Next Tuesday Buffet. Wow, that's who represents thegamer.com, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, she identifies as they and them. Whoop-dee-doo.
You can have two. Fucking you.
And look at that. She's followed by Lucy James, Naveed Kavari, the main narrative director for Star Wars Outlaws, and Ass Parrish. What a big shocker right there. And of course, when you visit Ubisoft's website, or website, I should say, their last paragraph, and by the way, this is actually written by Rashi Sika, the Vice President of Global Diversity and Inclusion at Ubisoft. He or she concludes, "For Ubisoft, putting diversity and inclusion at the heart of everything we do means providing an environment where employees can thrive, building open-minded communities where players can connect, create games that reflect the diversity of the world we live in." Oh my god.
We will not accomplish all of these goals overnight. It just takes an iteration of years.
Keep smelling your own farts. That paragraph That statement right there is sprinkled with a heavy dose of communism right there, ladies and gentlemen. And when you got Yves Guillemot, however you want to pronounce his surname, that guy who is allegedly a predator within that company anyway, along with his brother Christian, and they're making all these shiny statements like REM, shiny happy people, because nobody cares, Rashi Sikar, about what your vision for the future is. I have no faith or hope in Ubisoft ever becoming the great company they are ever again. And I do wonder what their shares are like at the moment, because from what I've heard, they're tanking all the time regarding the confident sales of Star Wars Outlaws, the game that's been replete with bug fixes or unfixings, and the terrible AI that somehow can't detect where KVez, you know, the stick thin rake model not based on Humbly Gonzalez, is hiding before she shoots them. And that's the thing that I hate about the game, that the previews I've seen as well, she's such a midget, she's so skinny, how can she overpower male stormtroopers? It's so utterly and fatally ridiculous. But on that one, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this video today, make sure you give it a like, smash and like that subscribe button. And if I were you, and if you were me, you might want to return for the next video. We'll be right back.